to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You are going to want to hear about this one because Hollywood Bets is running a great promotion for the NBA season. You can stand a chance to win a share of a massive 250,000 prize pool, including cash and NBA shopping sprees. To get in on the action, there are two simple steps. Place a bet of 50 Rand or more on any basketball fixture. Then you must go to the Hollywood Bets website to opt in and enter your bet. So if you're ready to try your luck, head on down to the pinned comment section, to the pinned comment in the comment section right down below and click the link to get started. When you sign up, don't forget to use our promo code
Piano.
This is a great chance to win. But as always, this is strictly for those who are 18 and over. Please make sure you bet responsibly. T's and C's apply. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Pulsers. Welcome to another episode of Piano
Pulse.
My name is Tahile Dwaba, and I'm never rolling alone. I'm here with...
Hey, Sviso, aka Mafito, and she's ghosting today.
What is up, guys? My name is Kanyima, Kanyi Kaza, Kanyi Silimo, Kanz. You know the vibes.
Kanz, child, man. And we have an amazing guest today. One of the current hottest Amapiano vocalists, man.
It's been Megan Hits.
I love this guy. It's something about his name that only stands out, man. He makes a lot of hits. We love him. Ladies, man. Handsome.
Ladies, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, bro, please.
Please
introduce yourself, man.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Cap, all the way from 1520 David 10. Yeah, I'm just the guy. I'm a spool of a fit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Nah, I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah, I'm just...
What do you want to ask? I'm never asking anyone this before, actually. What do you think about Piano Pulse, bro?
What do I think about you guys?
Yeah.
I think a lot of things about you guys. Because about Piano Pulse, you can't think about Piano Pulse. You have to think about Tahi. You have to think about Sviso. You have to think about Mars. So I don't think... But I'll say, you running like the culture, you're still pushing the culture. Yeah. Like on 100. I don't want to lie. But yeah, missing information there and there. We'll fix it. Yeah. I feel like he asked me, like, what do you think about the country?
Yeah. Honest, guys.
Yeah. Missing information.
Let's talk about
there
missing
there
information. We're going to get that cleared up.
Okay. About missing information about you?
Not me, dog. Like,
the things we talk about.
Piano itself. It's Piano Pulse, right?
What is piano to you, bro?
What's piano to me? Piano is everything to me, dog. Because I bought my first car with piano. So if you ask it like, which was piano to me, it's piano is everything. And in all the genders I've tried before, since I started music. I never fed it on hip hop when I started. But I would safely say now, isn't the reason I'm going to fit. But piano is the home that said, I was a boy. So that's piano to me.
Just like it did with Youngstar, and just like it did with Vocalistic.
Yes.
Things with Alakai and stuff like that, man. So were you like a rapper?
No. I tried rapping, but I was bop. So I was like, should try something else.
All right, crazy, man. That was a nice rapping intro, bro. So we have the segment on Piano Pulse, right? It's called What's on Your Pulse. So it's basically anything and everything. You can just think what comes to the top of your head. You can just tell us about it. But I want to start with our OG, Sviso.
Hey, man, what's on my pulse, man? Yo, the weather today is not weathering. Yo, it's cold, bruh. Yo, I'm struggling outside. Yeah, inside the heater is not on it. Hey, it's not making sure. It's cold, man.
Yeah.
And when you were saying I must go stay in Pretoria, I would have seen the weather.
You would have seen the weather. Pretoria weather in Joburg is a bit different.
You do know the country is bigger than Pretoria, eh?
I don't like it when you make it sound like I'm just based in Pretoria. I'm not just based in Pretoria. I'm based in Limpopo, Pretoria, and Joburg. I know my way around.
Maz.
Guys, I forgot to actually say what's on my pulse.
Yeah?
Hey, guys. Hey, if I didn't know, you see this thing of like, you know, listening to things and like watching videos, especially those scam videos and stuff. So I'm there chilling, I think like 2 days back, right? So I receive a call from somebody and they're like, hey, what's up? I'm the head manager of Channel O.
Hey, man.
And I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is my time, you
You're
know?
Like, yes, God speaking yeah. to you.
And then, hey, guys. And then I remember.
You sure? She lost it. She didn't get it.
Oh, damn. I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking. The God thing. Come on. She's so
No.
So, okay, cool. I'm like listening to this guy's like, yeah, we're doing this show in Durban. Are you free on Sunday? And I'm like, hey, I have to check my calendar. And then he's like, yeah, we're hosting the show with Channel O. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, I'm heading into a meeting right now, but I'll call you back.
I like this meeting.
Send me
this
the invoice and stuff and stuff. Yeah, but I'm like, cool. I go to Channel O, the Instagram. I check. The first thing you come across when you open Instagram is like the scam alert.
From him.
Yes, and it says there's people scamming. There's basically a person called Gutlano B.
Yeah, it's from KZN.
Yeah, it's scamming people that are like, oh, I see, yes. So basically, I didn't fall into it.
Yeah, I remember I spoke about it. With me, he came up on some, hey, bro, Tetano, my course. And then I'm like, let me speak Xhosa so I can hear your Xhosa. So I'm rocking Xhosa, he's rocking Zulu. I'm telling you,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure like James. No, James, I got in James. Like, be alert there, bro. And he's targeting industry people. Yeah, and back in definitely. The days, he used to do the same thing. He wants to boom Xhosa and a daughter through me. And then he would do like, okay, I'm paying you. That's how I found out about him, like 3 or 4 years back. So he would pay you and then he would give you a false invoice.
Yeah, he sends a fake
from NetBank and you're gonna feel you're gonna think ah they paid. He's gonna hey Jock, I overpaid you. Let's say you guys spoke about 40k and then he plays 60 and then he'll be like, oh, I overpaid you.
Yep.
Can you please send me the 20k back?
And you're sending your own money back.
You're sending your own money back.
Oh. So how do you send it into his account?
Yes. Yeah.
So that can easily be traced.
Huh?
I can still be
I don't think anyone is out there to catch him. I don't think we're taking this guy serious as we should because it's dangerous. He's been doing this for years.
Now he's saying that, look, he sends you the money. You give him a number and then he sends more. Maybe let's say like 10K more. And then he says, I'm going to give you a guy's number. So you must send that guy the 10K. It's like, okay, I send you 10K extra. He's going to take off the booking. So you must contact the guy right now and then ask him to book for you. So you must send him that 10K.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that 10k is now coming out of your account.
Yeah, I get that. Oh, okay, makes sense.
I think this guy wake up in the morning and sit at his office and say, let me work.
How do you deal with scams, bro?
How do you deal with scams? I've never been scammed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've been. So I wouldn't know how to deal with scams. But I'm scammed, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm shy, like. Oh. But I'm trying this into, so I wouldn't tap a link that I don't know. I'm just saying, but I've never been scammed.
Have you ever received a fake POP?
Yeah.
Have you ever received a fake proof of payment?
Yeah. But not for me, for someone else. Oh. That's why I'm saying I've never been scammed. Okay. So I was like, this one is a fake one because it takes on Zawaz with Shail. Can share with
what's on your passes, Takiolas?
Oh, man. What's on my passes? Comfortability, bro. It's comfortable. Well, what?
You're saying? I bet he's going to speak about Pretoria. Comfortability.
Yeah, man. Like, you're not being too comfortable sometimes.
That's crazy. Dog.
No, man. Like, you know, and that's I feel like it happens to everyone. When you start affording things, and when you're comfortable in your surrounding and you don't worry much about the price of bread and whatever, and you can afford things you never used to afford before, you get comfortable, you know, and you're not as hungry as you were before.
Mm.
And it gets hard to tap back into that thing. I am fighting the urge every single day right now to go back to creating content. There's so many moments where I felt like, because I cover stories, like I do entertainment journalism, right? On like TikTok and Instagram or whatever. Whenever something would happen back then, when I was still hungry, I'm still hungry now, but when I was hungrier, I would be the first guy to talk about it. And people would go to my page and see if Tahi's posted about it already.
Yeah.
You understand? But now I'm in a place where I feel like, ah, man, there isn't much need to do it. You understand? I was like, ah, man, get I wanna. And that get I wanna turned into days, to weeks, to months, to now like a, maybe like I'm close to a year of not like really posting that much. And I'm trying to tap back into that thing where I'm now like posting content every single day, going back to being that person that people rely on for like information and facts and summaries and stuff like that, man. I'm fighting the urge to do it now, bro.
Why aren't you doing it?
Oh, I think maybe the first thing you can do is to increase your financial responsibilities so you run scarce of money but you're building something.
Yeah.
Making sense.
I'm thinking like
because right now it's just okay, you pay your rent and then do groceries and then maybe send something at home and then you're still left with like 15K to do nothing with and then you're born and so on. Nah, I think get out of your comfort zone, you're right.
I think actually the reason I'm thinking like this is because actually this month I'm seeing that I'm gonna be struggling in the pocket because I made very big purchases when I went home. Right? So that sort of made me think that, oh, fuck, okay, you deserve more than this. You need more than you already have, actually, because there's bigger things coming now. So I need to go, not for money, but it's part of it. But I just feel like I need to wake up and really focus on other things, you know? Mm. Yeah, okay. Man, I hope you're not comfortable also, cowboy.
I hope. I also hope I'm not comfortable, dog, but yeah. I hope.
What's on your pulse, bro?
I've been locked in, dog, guys. I would say cowboy grooves, because like... I need to go cool outside nowadays. Mm. I've been locked in studio, events, so I can't think about something else. Like off TikTok, isn't this fun analysis? So I'd say cowboy grooves. Yeah, you think I'm going to be busy, like, as you speak right now.
What is cowboy grooves?
It's my event.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had an amazing event this year.
Yeah.
A big, very big one, bro.
Yeah.
Very big.
So I'm hosting another one this month.
Oh,
so the pressure is high. So this month's like the 27 June. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm hosting.
Where is it happening, bro?
I'm still in Davidson.
Oh, in Davidson.
Yeah, because I was thinking it's winter, it's cold now.
Yeah.
So I can't just go to Foslo and yabo. I'm forgetting the lapayang. It's here, but if Foslo wasn't support, I'm not saying maybe Foslo or yabo. Davidson, I'm saying because I want to bala, as you said, comfort zone. You understand? So it's my first time doing event in winter. And I'm very much aware with the most of the time when you do events in winter, it doesn't turn out to be because let me stay at home. It's cold. Not because I'm full nugyagu, but because it's cold. So like the pressure is getting high. Like the more and I want my expectations. So like the expectations, money. So I would say cowboy grooves. I've been locked in. I can't think about anything else, guys. I don't wanna lie. How did Cowboy Grooves come about? I would say it was, you know Shafla?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Shafla's idea.
Really?
Because I was always crying to Shafla. I was like, dog, hey, this thing of being featured in songs and I can't, I'm featured there and there, but I'm available, I understand. I was like, boy, let's start something that's going to be all about you. I understand. Like from first track to last track, you just play us your songs.
Your music.
So that I want to, actually, Lengo Malizi is this guy, and I can play. Mm. So it played Gatle, which is okay. I can play my songs. Yeah. So I want Bazoaz Ubono, which is this guy. Mm. So we started it as a mix. Now he's turning it to an event now.
Yeah.
At first, and
I thought it was inspired by Kipa, because he does a lot of events.
Nah, I wouldn't say it was inspired by Kipa. Maybe after, I understand. Like, because I learned there and there from him. Yeah, he does events, yes. But it was Shafla.
Oh.
Yeah, Shafla.
Shafla's. Sorry? Shafla is actually a manager, no?
Previous road manager.
Road manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Who was the road manager?
He was managed by Shafla.
Oh, he was the road manager. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who was the top three big artists you had at the previous event?
Top three big artists I had on the Cowboy Grooves.
Yeah.
Jazik. Evan Gogo. Who else?
Limek, Scott and them.
I don't want to count there, but I'd say Scott and Limek, yeah.
But there was another big one. Was there no Pori Kabza?
Nah.
Yeah. And was it all bookings or was it like favor, Braga? Like,
some bookings, some favors, talk, you balance.
Because that lineup was heavy. I was like, how did you pull this off?
That's what I'm saying. With your balance. So, when I want to poison and fire, on the day I'll be around. So, put me in. When I want poison, ish, fire me the petrol, you know?
Yeah.
Give me the amount, go straight to the manager. It's like that. You balance.
Yeah.
So, cowboy, right? Yeah. You get that name from your teacher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And why did he decide to give you that name? Because I think more cowboy. There's a shoe we call the long shoe. We call Texas or something like that.
Yeah.
It's worn a lot in Texas in time back in the days with rock and roll and stuff like that. So I would think that maybe you dressed like that at the time. And why did you decide to keep the name? Right?
It was a funny story, man, because being ex, it was being to get to grade 7 in the new school, primary school.
Mm.
So I came from the hood, like Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing grade 1 to grade 6. Then I had to do grade 7 in Skolo Sabelung in Sbizan.
Multiracial school.
Grade 7 in the multiracial school. Then we asked both figure school and they always look for a nickname, right? They always look for a nickname for you. Can't be Spusi, so in the new school because they need to call you. So one acting class, I'm acting physical education, yes. PE, ne? Yes, being acted with Mrs. Tulare. So I was acting as the talking cow. That's what I'm saying. It's a funny story. I nailed the role. After nailing the role, really, my teacher was like, "What's your name?" I'm like, "Spusi," so you can't be Spusi, so dog. You're a cowboy from now on. I'm like, wow.
Where did you move from the hood to a multiracial?
Gangs. I think it was Talama gangs, I'm a corrupt, I understand. And my mom was like, "A poison. I'm not leaving you here because I'm always at work. And sometimes I work 3 days, I'm not here. I come after 3 days. Oh? And now there's gangs. It's getting dangerous each and every day."
What did your mom do? What else?
Yeah, she had to move me.
What was her thing? What was her?
Nah, she used to work at the retail, but it was far.
Oh, okay.
So she couldn't come back every day. Oh, I understand. Okay. Yeah. She used to stay there maybe like 3 days, then she come back once.
So?
Yeah.
From a hood school to a multiracial.
Yeah.
How was the English there? Because I struggled, bro. I remember
the English?
Yeah, for me it was bad.
Nah, but I think in Ngatile, there were too many black kids more than white kids. I understand. So like most of the time I would speak Venek. I only speak English when I speak to my teacher. And like, ma'am, I didn't do this. Sorry. Done. That's the only time I spoke English in school. Or in my house.
For me, Swiss was actually crazy. I don't think I've told the story before.
Okay.
I moved from Limpopo straight. Remember my where they teach you math in Spedi? They teach you English in Spedi. Bro, I moved from there, grade 6, straight to Sharon Lee Primary, grade 7, where I'm in class with like white kids now. Everybody speaks English. There's a thing called a quad. You know what a quad is?
Yeah, quad.
I don't know what a quad is. We don't have a quad in Limpopo. You know?
How did you find the transition, cowboy?
I think the school was in Ebalungin, it was just here.
Yeah.
Like
it wasn't a large school, it was a primary school.
Yeah, it was a primary school.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just close by.
Yeah.
It was not far, like from like 20 minutes away from my house, but it's still not around the hood. You understand? So a lot of people went to the school. Like I play soccer with this one. He lives So I knew a lot of people there. So Azang ibe no chinchol pa. I don't wanna lie. It was still normal. It's just Gusima moved from this place to another one.
From the to high school.
Then high school, then Sakubega Kwan Afrikaans, like that.
Oh, so you still went to like a multiracial?
Yeah, because I can't go back.
These gangs were they in school or were they in the community?
Community, but Bafunda va.
Oh, Bafunda va,
understand. Because they start in school, they bring like, so it's dangerous, man. I don't want to lie. It was really bad.
Were you close to being recruited in a gang?
No. As I said, being a tan is into. I knew what I like. Like, talk. I was doing so music. Crazy. I was playing soccer. I knew my line. These are my only things.
High school, you get done. And then from there, where do we go?
High school, get to Petite High School. I play soccer. Yeah. Because the music thing, it was in... Piano wasn't big. So, as I said, rap, I was bop. So, I was taking a break nyana from Kutish. Because then I was getting backlash from my friends. With that boy, hey, leave this thing, boy.
I couldn't hali,
boy.
At least your friends are honest with you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Kutsi, like, I thank them today. Kutsi, yeah. Be honest. Now, I'm with the poison. This thing is not working. Try... Play soccer for now, you understand? And the soccer is not because the soccer na eco fair because cannot play in the so you can't be in the starting 11. You understand? Now, go see, I should decide what I'm doing. And tiny scholar, I'm not good this side. I don't like school. Like, I need to find something. Then piano came. That's why I'm saying.
So piano came when you were still in high school?
Yeah, grade 9.
Ooh, wow.
How old are you, bro?
No.
He's actually young, you know? I was so shocked when I found out his age. That I was like, what? I don't know.
Yes, I'm young. But I would say grade 9 piano came. I started piano studio.
Yeah.
Then I started tracing lines. So that's why most of the time in my songs, I'm rapping on piano. Mm. Understand?
So you went to studio as Cowboy.
Cowboy. I can't get another name. The way you get a young what? You should be Cowboy. They know he's Cowboy now. Go. Sure. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying with the Cowboy, it wasn't making sense for me to change. Because bringing us, which means over one.
Speaking about misinformation, how do you get introduced to Amapiano, right? According to you, and where did it start also according to you? Is Davidton part of his friend?
Yeah.
Okay. According to you.
How do I get introduced
to piano? Like
piano.
Yeah.
What's the first song I said? Yeah. Oh.
No, kuthi yabona manje ngizo gibela piano, liyashaya piano ne piano lala e-strained or lase Soweto.
There's another song they call Bootleg.
Bootleg.
By Jesus Disciples.
Hey.
You know Bootleg?
I know
Jesus. Search Bootleg. There's another song called Bootleg. Jesus Disciples. I think it's from 2019.
Disciples, the album with Jay-Z and
Blue,
Josiah.
Yeah, I think name is Kuki, LX, what?
Okay.
Midnight in LX.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a song called Bootleg. I heard that song. I was like, yo, what's this? I wanted to record the song so bad. But that's what I knew with the piano line, I think I'm a vocal. Understand? Yes, because man, just kala guza bom show fe. Because piano it's a belenge na beseli. Because kala put leg then lecheza came. That's why it's the first vocal. Yeah, that's why I'm saying 2019. That's the first vocalist actually. Lecheza recorded on piano.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Lecheza was the first one.
Who's the first vocalist besides Lecheza?
Show with Kabza.
Yeah.
2019, young grade 9.
Tachi, whoa,
Tachi,
man.
Dog, whoa, man.
Tachi, whoa.
Like, Tachi, what? You're still Tachi, stuck man. There.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Lechez, I'm sure. I said, oh, there's this sound. They're a vocalist now.
Yeah.
But with Latin in there. Then that's how I got introduced into piano.
So you started making music grade 9?
Music or piano?
Piano.
Yes.
And according to you, likala vai piano?
According to me, I would say Katle Home.
That is his trend.
Yes, in the
so I saw it by claim.
I wouldn't know. But no, I would say it's Soweto, by my understanding, ne, I think Iba wanta wakwazile ukulibamba ipiano and nokugijima nalo. I understand. Because Soweto is culture number one. And Soweto is big. There's no place in South Africa uzozi piano more than Soweto. Namhlanje. But I'm not saying maybe liqale da. That's why ngithi iba abantu abakwazile ukumaintain i-culture baqhubeka ne-piano the way ihamba ngakhona namhla. I would say is one of the places whereby abakwazile ukupush i-piano. But I wouldn't say liqale da. Mina ngangawami.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say Katle Home because MFR Soul.
Yeah.
So you're making music now. Start making music, and then when do you start getting recognized? And then I think, did you work with Javani?
No, I haven't worked with
you. Don't want to do some dandy,
like signing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, but how does it go from the grade 9 making music? How do you get recognition and eventually into the game?
Okay, fast forward. Meet Zala Regal. You know Zala Regal?
No.
I think it's the first guy with the piano song with Stana. If I'm correct.
Yeah.
There's a song Zala Captain by Stana.
Captain.
Yeah. Zala Regal.
Okay. Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
So that was the first guy. That's what I went to his studio. We did this song called Mbulaye.
Mbulaye. Akuta.
Yeah.
No.
We did that song.
That song?
Yeah.
Which year was that, Mas?
I don't remember. I was young.
I think it was last year. Last of last year.
Really?
2022.
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was shocked, dog.
That was the first time I was... I think Kelvin Momo had it. I don't know if Momo and Jelik between the two. Yeah, then Jelik started playing it. Sean 101 started playing it. Now Magube Njalo is popping. And that was the song that was playing there. Then there was another Kelvin Momo video that was trending. It was dancing to the song. So that's when people knew.
Yeah, I think I remember those times.
Yeah.
I think I remember those times. You grow up with Stana. You guys are in the same hood. Stana, Who else? Scott, Mapuma.
No, I didn't grow up with Stan Up, but we're in the same hood.
In the same hood. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Who'd you grow up with between the three? Scott, Mapuma, no one.
I met them along the way.
Along the way, but still in the East Rand?
Yes.
Oh, okay, dope. So how does this DJing come about? How do you learn how to actually DJ? Because you a DJ, Scott Mapuma is a DJ. How do you guys come up with the whole concept? Because Kalongok DJ first did music, which one did it came first?
I would say Kalongok DJ, ne laptop. Understand?
Visual
so
DJs.
I had an idea. I could see a laptop. Bonga ipiki sakanje pants. It's a CDJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I had an idea. I could okay. Ngafu undang a laptop. So DJa, ngkube DJa because ekasi. I never used to be the biggest artist. Good banga. Benga thola mapukiingi. What else? So
I.
Dog, they didn't know me, dog.
Yeah, it's tough. Huh?
They knew the guy was.
And maybe also you're underage, man. Imagine book you at that time, dog. And then figure my card.
But my window, when I understand, when I understand, because when you're a fool, not writing, performer, ufuna yabo. Now I have some good somewhere, but which I understood. So, Uk DJ, who's a resident, so I understand. Being a tour, I'm booking, so I needed to find a way to get money. Understand. So working in Dao, Davidson, Ipa. So apparently in Dao is a kai, but it's not run by Aban Basikai.
Okay,
I understand. So I used to play there, like every Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just to make my coins.
Mm.
So that's where I fall in love with DJing. I want the single dollar too much, single dollar too much, single dollar too much, until Shafla came with an idea now. Because when I bang a phone, we see DJ, I'm gonna go and DJ, I'm apa. You understand? I just wanted to be that superstar who
DJ.
You understand? Was too
okay.
So now it had to. At I'm gonna see Shang and he's a CNZ and a spawn with a pen out around.
So beautiful, man. Maz, you have a question? I had one, but I can hold it.
No, you can go ahead and ask him.
Ladies first.
Okay, so I wanna know, right? So the time when like you were, you know, I would say when you were on your come up. Right. Yeah. Who are the people that were like there for you? You know, to say that I could go to this person and ask them and say that, yo, plug me, what's going on? What do I do from here? I have this with me. What do I do from here? Who are those were those people?
Come up.
Yeah. Now Scott. I'm talking when you were Scott. Still Scott's.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
I met Scott in there's a place called Exception Lounge in Davidson.
Mm.
Understand? Scott used to be the biggest artist in the hood, like from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like,
he's been hood. Big in the hood, dog. Mm. Like, it was always been Scott. No.
Scott Mapuma.
Yeah, dog. He used to drop like an album, like in music, dog.
And
dog
big
used to be
hood.
Big, dog, in the hood.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we meet at Zalarigal, the same guy, I'm telling you. Zalarigal, they used to work together before. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I meet this guy. Oh, there's another guy called Snow Terris. Mm. I'm working with him now. So he's working with Scott.
Mm.
So now he's we are compiler ama mix. Shama mix, ne? So now he ends up a mixy, you're a keeper. So Scott had me there on the mix. Was like, who's this boy?
It's
like, oh. Then he met me on the balcony, except you not, hey, boys, and I heard you. That one. Then that's when we met. Then every day, I advise, I go to Scott, go to Ish. I met someone like this, and Lucia Kena. So I want to know if it's safe for me to align myself with people like this, you understand? And how do I go about contracts and everything like that? But he was like, relax, you're in the safe place now.
Oh. Damn. So Scott was the person?
Yeah, Scott has always been the boo.
Is this Scott before the Scott Mapuma?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Scott before the Scott Mapuma.
Yeah. Now. So now you meet these people. So now then what happens? What do you say to these people? How do they help you?
Which people first?
With Scott, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I was caught on the thing in this bio, Joel. I don't want to lie. I'm going to think it this bio because he's the type of guy who knows like to read the room.
Mm.
I understand. And we ask, Gucci, this guy is not good for you. What? This is good for you. This is good for you. Because I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask, okay. Now I'm trying to do it like this, but in my own way. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why I leaked from the back. I'm like...
Mm. So he made you get the picture?
Yeah. So you get the picture how now?
But how? Coming through.
Yeah.
Moving forward, you are like a solo artist, independent, right?
Yeah.
You're releasing music independently?
Yeah.
And then how did you get to now start signing into Giba?
How did I get started? I think it was after mengicela management yam. And that's where
shuffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ngicela ukuhlukana nabo. That's when I went to Gipa.
Why did you choose Gipa?
Why did I choose Gipa? Because mm-hmm. there's cause, there's Limek, there's a lot of people I know. There must be someone I trust in the building. Yeah. I can't be in the building whereby I don't know anyone. I'm just, I should trust you. Like, okay, I'm not saying, but you won't let me down.
As someone who's older than everybody, if I look at you and when you said you started at a very young age,
yes,
and I hear a little bit of quiet in your flaws,
yes,
and I hear somewhere in Zambia,
yeah.
Were those people that influenced you? It was Mzambia and who else? Mas won't know.
Brandesh.
Msawa.
Brandesh. What do you? I think they're the same age.
Exactly.
They're the same age.
Huh?
They're the same age.
Yeah, that's why I say Mas won't know.
Yeah, he also won't know.
I know.
Okay.
I know because I was listening to them. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Is there anything you collected from them? Brown Dash and thinking Mzambia and Msawa? Because your energy,
yeah.
It's not really. Well, how I find it, yeah. Apart from the soulful album that you yeah. dropped that we're going to get to, when I hear, yeah, I'm cuckoo, I'm like, Mzambia, I'm sawa, somewhere. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And how you flow, I'm like, hey, Brown Dash. You get yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, what's, how did these people influence you?
Let me tell you a funny story. My dad used to have a kawash.
Okay.
And so, I'm cool. I'm going to have a kawash the whole day. So, I'm going to have a kawash. Quiet. So na mahotman me wakuka chinjisana now is like that the culture kanja kaya boku itaven second you understand so it's another thing the color ni taven quiet at the time such a woman meet kali quiet yabo so music engkhule vele nguzwa like every time music engudlala nasemotweni mhlambe being driver kanja and I used to listen to Brown Dash a lot yeah because my dad used to like Brown Dash to a point where pine be bangbiza Brown Dash while I was playing soccer.
Okay.
Cause he's too. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Abangan man.
But is there is there such a thing as Panzo Mtunzwe Langa?
Yeah.
Oh, under the shade.
Oh, under the shade.
No, but somebody explained this, man. They said that Langa's the sun, right?
No, listen.
Attack, that person was throwing shade.
No, wait.
This is the Langa. This is the Langa. The Langa is the
Langa's the sun, right?
The sun. Then them Mtunzi.
No,
the shade.
But no, you can't laugh at me. I'm trying to understand.
No, I'm saying that person was throwing shade.
You know, no, but let me. Now, I understood what the person was saying.
I didn't get it.
Oh. Oh, that person was throwing shade. Okay, wait, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
Ilanga is the sun, right?
Yeah.
Ilanga is the sun, yeah. Right? So, but the sun doesn't have Mtunzi. Mtunzi is shade, right?
Yeah.
So how are you under the shade of the sun?
I guess you also the pants come Mtunzi welanga. So Mtunzi welanga is like ngizombe explain kanjani?
Isinami ngezabo.
Ilanga lishanga phansi kwesihlahla.
Exactly. So it's
so ku imashanga phansi kwesihlahla, bambe lishanga phezulu kwesihlahla. So mashanga phezulu kwesihlahla lo Mtunzi la.
So yena uthi Mtunzi
wesihlahla.
But
it's not Mtunzi welanga.
But what's cause because the isihlahla is blocking the sun.
Yeah, but if, okay, now, no, but you take me. Wait,
no, no, like, I'm
right.
No, listen to what
yes.
This cat has broken the sun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. I hear you.
So now,
why does throwing shade again?
Where does the shadow come from? Does it come from the sun or does it come from the tree?
From the tree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how
so
is it the shadow of the sun?
If I name Mtunzi Angel, basically.
So when I was seeing that, some Mtunzi Welanga.
No, I'm trying to say that I get the point. But I understand why about Mtunzi
Welanga.
Okay, bro. Bokona Mtunzi. Bozo bakona Mtunzi. Linga kwi langa ke likhanyisa.
Yeah, mara bozo bakona Mtunzi. If you
say that, I'm saying that. Same shit.
Exactly.
Guys, all I can say is that Tina is
fully pants from Mtunzi Welanga. But I get where you're coming from.
But yeah, when you say that.
You guys were making me the idiot.
No,
no, not saying you're the idiot. I'm trying to make you.
So you're saying.
Nyakuzola, yeah.
Hey.
What were you saying? If you want Mtunzi Welanga, bring tea.
This is Mtunzi Welanga.
Yeah, I was saying it's Brown Dash.
Yeah, but you said, are we? We're talking about Brown Dash. You, they called you Brown Dash, Gucci Ski, and stuff like that. Yeah. You're on that.
Yeah, I was on Gucci. They called me Brown Dash while I was playing soccer. So, I quite ibu yada, because. Baba Mbega Washimoto, the first song I would request, which I like, it's a Brown Dash song. I understand. Because, like, we as boy in Tuana, you only hold like a ladle. Bozingo muitanda, utanda yona, like you stick for a longest time. Gule yongo, I understand. So that used to be my favorite joint until the Bangbizu Poundesh while I was playing soccer.
Dope, bro. But yeah. What did they promise you, Kogipo? What did you see and that made you decide? I mean, I know you said I was sponsored there, but what did they promise you? Did they promise to make you like a superstar? Did they promise you like a fair contract, money wise? What are you seeing?
What did they promise me?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. As long as I'm going to next. That's why I'm going to say, I'm going to fund a born. I understand. Like Kipa Entertainment, for example, they manage the likes of Melo and Sleazy.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So like if you are getting into a stable whereby they're managing Melo and Sleazy, mm.
you
and
access.
Now you have access to Sleazy, you talk to Sleazy with Poison, how is it here? That's why I need to be a fool. You ask questions with Poison. That's why I need to, you have to trust someone in the home.
Mm.
Yeah, so we booze, okay. Then now, after Melo and Sleazy, Limeke gets in. Mm-hmm. The same story. Scott Mapuma gets in. It's like, Eli, we are born, Nuguti.
Also, you just want, like, the line, right? Yeah.
And another thing, I want to get it. I'm not a contract keeper. There's no contract that I've signed.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I want to get out of the way. There's no contract, but I'm under Keeper Entertainment.
As
well. So I get what he did there. It's like, okay, be in the camp. Let's see what you can do. Let's see you grow and stuff like that.
If I want to leave, I can leave that door anytime.
Hmm.
So now when you release an album, did you not release it under them?
No, Empire.
So you have no ties, like you have no formal ties.
Yes.
So then what do you give back? What are they benefiting from you then, bro?
They benefit money. They're making money.
Bookings.
They get bookings.
Oh, so they're like
I don't want to go there. They are not the booking
managers. They're like booking
managers. They are like, you can say that, but it's not like that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, I never signed a contract. There's no contract that says Cowboy, but I'm a Keeper Entertainment on full standard.
Shout out to Keeper, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually good. Shout out it's to like Keeper. Being a hot man, bro.
You understand?
Shout out to Keeper. Bruno Mars?
So now you get into Keeper, right?
Yeah.
And what changes? You know, what did they do for you that... Is that when your life changed? I could put it like that?
When my life changed?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing that has ever happened... When I just dropped a goal.
Yeah.
You understand? And Ekoli was like my first hit, right? So it's a big coupon. That was the time in Genaga Keeper. So there were like too much bookings. Yes. And the manji, Imali say, I want to go to it's okay.
Mm.
Now, yeah, but, and another thing, there's inspiration, you understand? Because I'm an artist buying from Spana now. So there's easy access to them now. Mm. I can call Sleazy anytime and like, hey, Sleazy, just did something now, yeah, but, and you're going to flop. Yeah, but. Mm. So Keeper was like, umuntu ohlanganise mina nabantu abaningi bengazicabanga ukuthi ngingahlangana nabo. You understand? So like, I wouldn't know Itachi today if I was in under Keeper Entertainment.
Not that big.
No, you're not that big, yeah. But I wouldn't know you.
You're not that big.
Yeah.
I thought
he
was gonna disagree.
No, I'm not.
You're from humans, so we agree.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is, yeah. Because I've always wanted to work with Melo and Sleazy.
Mm.
But I never thought it was easy. I understand.
Mm.
But yeah, that's what.
How'd you meet K-Mat? Sorry, Mas. How'd you meet K-Mat? And how that We Are Mkuku comes about?
K-Mat?
Yeah.
There's a boy called Kubzen. He's on the song.
Mm.
MKK.
Mm.
So the boy used to live in Davidson. Understand? Because I rap at Davidson and I used to see him. Because I found the post then. So I used to know the boy like that. So he was like, Poison, hey, K-Mat, wanna share a studio session with you? Because he heard you on, what's the song, Bayazi.
Mm.
And he heard you on Bayazi, wanna share a studio session with you? I was like, keen. Send me the location. I went to the location. Yeah.
Magic happened.
Bayazi, is that verse where he's like,
no, Bayazi. Which verse is this?
Which verse is that?
It's in it. Yeah, that's Mkuku.
What
are you saying?
What is it?
It's a number. Mm. So I was trying to make an equation, which minus what then gives you a 13.
Oh.
Like when you're a coward, they cast what you're 17.
Me a one. So the car sitting as Namana and Bisa boy 15 New York. So that's why I guess I'll explain after because it's an equation. So if you need 22, you're 35. If you take 35 and minus 22, you'll get the answer that you want. Then a car see why I ask boy, I go to Leo and you mean it shook tea.
Yeah.
How are you a failed rapper, bro? If you're that dope.
No, that's what I'm saying. We are fooling the dog. We are fooling. I'm gonna show like at that time I was bop. I'm not saying I'm a rapper now. I can stand on with like rappers. No, I can't. But it's cut me as ham. We are going to phone with, oh, okay, I can. I'm going to plug. I'll plug. It's going to be extension. Or so, whatever.
Is MKK like your guys' biggest? Is it your biggest song?
Yeah. Till today.
Till today?
Yeah. Bayaz. So like 10 million.
Bayaz is the second biggest.
No, Goli.
Goli is it the one? Goli is the one that Meg likes, ne? The one he pushed a lot.
Yeah.
Goli is the second one.
Oh, Goli is your second biggest song.
And Bayaz is the third one.
Ah.
How big of an impact did MKK make in your life?
Very big, eh?
Is it?
Yeah, maybe when you want to get born, but for me, very big because I used to gig from Monday to Monday.
Damn.
And not in Gauteng. Maybe I'll be in Mpumalanga. Just that you never televised every, like, because, like, everything was busy at the time. But I used to make money with one song.
Did MKK you make it overseas with gigs?
Yeah, I just came back from the UK. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With MKK or like no, other things?
With MKK or like, was in where you came from, MKK?
Yeah.
No, the Zenzele one. The Uncle
Waffles.
Yeah.
Really?
What is your first name?
Indabisuku Bamba.
Very good.
You actually make dope pre-hooks.
Yo, this guy.
Okay.
Why is it? They didn't know.
No, that's the thing. But people don't is that one. Yeah, I like that. Right. And then you had a listening session, bro. I feel like I need to talk about this moment because it also touched me, dog. Yeah. Well, I spoke about it for some time.
I was there.
You were not there. Yeah. They were there. It's fine.
I'm not that big, so you didn't invite me. It's fine.
Did I invite you?
No. I came with the boss of Empire, Innocent.
Yeah, I was not invited. You know
about it. I never invited anyone. That's what I'm saying. He came with someone.
Yeah, he's like, it was a surprise party. So that you don't feel bad, eh?
No, I never invited anyone. That's why, like, no invite came out for me. So everyone that I got there, I'm going to say, ha. He was so surprised, like, oh, who is it? Yeah, I didn't know he was there too.
Mas, I just want to, before we get into the album, right? Because we're just going to get into detail with it. Is there anything else you want to ask prior to it? Before the album, before the math?
Mm-mm.
You can get in it.
Yeah, we can good get season. Into it.
No, I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah.
What's with the name, bro? Of the album?
Thai.
What is it?
It's Thai. This ain't AI.
Or oh, Thai. This ain't AI. This is not AI.
What inspired that, bro? Generated. I think it comes from a very personal, like Ibuya. It's very deep. It's a very deep, man. When I explained the title, I went balwana, but it was for me, Guti. I'm trying to shift people's focus from the cowboy that's doing these high beat songs to the cowboy that you guys are not introduced to. Mm. I understand.
Soulful one.
Yes. So like, I felt like this was the time for me. We sing his intro choose lelo side lelo, you understand? So that people would know like my capabilities while I'm using jai. So this an AI comes about. Kwanji, who came with the title? I even forgot, but I'll remember. But when he spoke about the title, I was like, yeah, this one makes sense. Then yeah, that was it.
So the song that made you cry at the listening session?
It's the one with Tattoo Hearts, right?
Both. Like it was two songs. The first one and the second one.
Why did you get so emotional? But what does it mean to you?
It means everything. Like that album, dog, from track one to track number five. Because from track six, Ingoma is a scoop, you understand? I would say from track one to number five, those songs, I wrote them Gunzima, blind. Like, I'm not just saying because, you understand, Gunzima, blind. I was going through a lot mentally. Like, I almost went like...
15?
Yeah. Because I was thinking about it. A lot of shit, like, it was like that. So when I wrote those songs, I feel like, and when I look at it now, it's like, ish, I can't even perform for them because abanye abantu babona ngathi sikhuluma ngawe yabona khona like
they relate with the story,
yeah,
they know what you're talking about
yabona, cuz like bengilwa nezinto eziningi like internally, I don't wanna lie. So the first song Tokolo struggle, Tokolo means yeah. struggle, so, yeah, as I'm saying, like just imagine the first song of the album struggles like the way being so long a corner then. And bengingasokoli ukuthi like benginganamali or that's why ngithi bengisokola internally like into bengizicabanga yizo ecishe ezangihlanyisa yabo. So and mina ngumuntu ongahlali nabantu, umuntu ohlezi ayiwani, yeah,
antisocial,
huh?
Antisocial,
yeah, like I'm always alone, like I'm always at home. So like the only time I get to speak to someone is the mic. I go to studio, then I say whatever that I want to say that I can't say to you face to face.
So the mic is like your
diary. Understand,
the mic is like your diary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't write it down. I just
get that one once.
So Itokolo, it was one of those songs that Inti. That's why I'm bonga imamela. You'd understand what the things I'm going to explain a much. That one, which is like I was fighting with a lot of people, but in the one song.
Have you been in a place where you felt like people are using you as a step ladder? And then, because we're facing these things now a lot these days.
Yeah.
Have you been in a place where you feel like, hey man, but Ben Cohen, I'm fighting next season, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, now is your turn to like, maybe you want a collaboration. You're like, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's say for instance, you want a collaboration with Waffles.
Yeah.
Would you get, like for you to drop it, if you say, you just want to put Uncle Waffles' name, for instance.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Did you go through stuff like that?
When I think about it, maybe but maybe into zakdala. But mina into one thing about me, una khutmane, una angcabangi ngezinto too much. I focus on whatever that I'm doing, yabon. So I won't let into ukuthi wena unqintshe whatever I break mina ukuthi ngingachubeki whatever lengiyenza. But to answer your question, I wouldn't say I've been in a situation where someone uses me as a step ladder. You can understand. I don't take it like that, maybe. Okay. I don't take it good to use it because most of the time, I'm featuring in English. If maybe I'm going musically about this, I'm featuring in yes, maybe I'm not the main artist of the song, but the song is helping me at the end of the day.
Okay.
I'm getting bookings because it's my duty to see. It's my duty to catch up with Ntswala bookings while it's still
you
hot.
You have to claim it in the streets.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I don't take it good why lo anga feature repair? Because most of the time, I'm going to feature go. Yabo, I'm going to feature. Now, because the album lam, no one expected me to feature those kind of artists.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting so going to phone. So I come to you ngazi ukuthi vele, you are the certain person not suitable for whatever lentelengi beya.
Crazy. Your relationship with Tattoo Heart.
Yeah.
Working relationship. I saw you were shocked there.
He agreed though.
No, what? When relationship? I said your relationship with Tattoo Heart first, and then I was like, no, you're working relationship. You okay? He's not getting it. Your working relationship with Tattoo Heart, when does it start? Do you know her now that she's big, or you guys come from like Fantuka and stuff like that?
Funny enough, I knew Tattoo Heart last year, but we only met. It's 2025. 2024 late. So I knew Tattoo Heart last year, basically. We met last year. So there was this video we got trending on. Is in man is man go and it's another boy from DJ Jaivani, yes, camp. So we were in Zalama. You see this Fresh Life sessions where there's a mic, what was? So there used to be a show somewhere, I don't know where. So Tattoo Heart was on that show. So I used to love that song. I didn't know who to wear bega tool, I understand. And funny enough, my konumfano ngidlalela I keyboard. So he plays for Tattoo Heart too. He used to play for Tattoo Heart. He's like poison. There's Tattoo Heart uti akufostana talk. He liked the song by Azzy. She wanna meet. I was like, wow. Tattoo Heart wanna meet me. Hi, let her come to studio. I was being sesem kukwini lapha eDaveton. Bengini set up nyana yabon. Tattoo Heart pulled through. It was like, hey, she was like crazy, like a cowboy. Can't believe I met you. I was like, what do you mean, bro? Like, I want to meet you and I can't believe you met. It was Bayaz at the time.
So after, you were still in a shack after Bayaz?
Yeah.
Mkuu Queen straight?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Mkuu, even MKK, I was still.
So it made sense to you?
Yeah, so like, Mkuu, I was still in the shack.
Unogua, Pelu Mkuu, do you know that?
Unogua.
Unogua.
Oh, you like, fall apart?
Yeah.
I'm Mkuu Queen. A lot, they moved for over, like, a lot of time. Like,
yeah, I only moved to Metro in, like, last, this year, or last year, maybe.
Really?
So
not shack, it's like irum la segini, but it's a langa pan.
But it's a shack. Mm.
Yeah, shack. Okay. I call it a shack. Unless you see young people, then I must.
Bro,
it's bricks.
Oh.
It's a room lamb here.
I'm thinking the accent.
No, not shack, shack.
Oh.
No,
oh.
Shack.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh. Yeah. Are you to record in a shack, not stay in a shack?
Okay.
No. Yeah. Crazy, man. Mm. And then you do this collaboration with her, and you're like, let me do another one.
And funny enough, Bega Fige Kai, those songs, we never did any song ephumile. I understand.
Mm.
Then I had to call her over because at that time, Mega 7's on umtu. She was working on 2TRP.
Mm.
But yeah, Beba 7's about camp by a lot. I was like, hey, come to meet you and talk. There's this boy called Sean Music.
Mm. Sean 101.
I want you to meet Sean Music. Sean Music.
Oh, Sean Music. Okay, yeah.
She came with Tracy. So I fetched them with Tracy. Come to. I was like, come to. She came. Luckily, Sean was working on Soulful Beats that time. Began as a 7's, it's scooping. I couldn't understand. So Soulful Beats, Satohati, Wangeina. That's when they started working on an album then.
Beautiful.
But yeah, they worked on the album.
My piano female artists, did you have any female crush?
Crush? I'm a piano. Nah, not
would
I'm a piano.
Would you date publicly?
No, I wouldn't. Good. I wouldn't handle the stress.
You hide it as much as you can.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing now?
Yes.
He's in a relationship.
Maybe.
He said something about Tato.
Oh.
But I'm not dating Tato. I got you. I'm not dating Tato, guys. Okay. I want to put it out there. I'm not
I said
dating
to him,
Tato.
Would you, if you were dating publicly, would you hide it? He said yes. So is that what you're doing now? He said yes.
No, but I'm not dating Tato, guys.
Who are you dating then?
I'm dating someone I love with all my heart.
Gosh,
why is it again?
Yeah.
But do you have celebrity crush? Like,
yeah.
Who is it? In South Africa, man.
Thing is, we meet these people, man, now.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like...
And now, no, like, I'm not saying it is a bad thing. And then, man, I went... There's this lady... adulting, man.
Which one?
What adulting?
Umuntu Kampo.
Umuntu Kampo?
Oh, yeah.
Kojum Po is... Oh, the one that was there with short car, short hair in season 1 and 2.
No,
that one.
Which one? He has another girlfriend now. On season 2. So is it the first, the one
the
on
the first one, season 1?
Okay.
Season 1. The baby mama.
Yeah.
With two kids.
Oh, really?
Kids, yeah.
Really?
I'm weird, innit?
I'm weird, innit?
Adulting Po is the guy with the baby mama drama.
Yeah, Palisa. The character Palisa.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Palisa. Who's the first one from season 1?
Z2. Yeah,
Z2.
Oh, okay.
The one with two kids.
Yeah,
the one
with
two kids.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm weird, innit?
Why do you like her?
I just like her, man.
Is this type?
I don't know what. I just like her. Like,
he has a type.
Yeah.
Maz?
Yeah, bro, let's talk more about you going international, right?
Yeah.
How is it that side? I don't know what it's like that side. I've never been, bro.
The UK?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Hey, when you come from South Africa, it's hard because everything is restricted. You can't do anything. You can't do your things. You can't even smoke a joint. Like
the laws are crazy, man.
The laws out there, like you can get arrested. Like now,
because you're not from. But the
no, because like they don't want weed that side. First thing,
okay.
They don't want, and they when like, maybe smoke chuf. When you want to buy chuf, you need an ID. Raise like you need an ID. So that's what I'm saying with like, angwazi ukuphila endaweni anywhere by.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
be. Mm. I can't do everything. Like when funu puma ngoteng, I should go out jing ngoteng. Yeah, well. But the people out there speaking like Usibona, really, yeah. The people out there are so mad and they love piano.
Mm.
I'll tell you that they love piano and they know piano.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the piano that you don't even think, they know like it.
Which one?
Like, I'm a skija guy, so you wouldn't understand. Maybe I'm like chilling with me. You know Father Figure?
Father Figure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Who's Father Figure?
I don't know it.
Father Figure?
Yeah.
He'll explain better.
No, like he's an artist. I'm just, he's a sketcher guy. So
that is a song.
And so I said, you know it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Father Figure is a guy. So like they play sketcher that side. They love sketcher. Like him too can kill a show that side. Now, if maybe Miniti, now he can like
do
too much.
I don't care too much about vocals, and it's about the
no, they love piano, the whole piano talk, as long as it's piano to them.
Crazy,
that's what I'm saying. Guti, they can play a skija song. You wouldn't expect a skija song that's like because you expect maybe a Zenzele or a Pirimaru, like maybe a commercial after commercial after commercial when a DJ is playing. No,
it's living.
They playing, boy. It's like you're in Magubenjalo, but. With the whites there.
And then you hopping on stage, how's that, bro?
It was crazy. Side. I feel like they've been waiting for me, just I didn't know.
You lied.
Yeah.
Sold out show?
It wasn't sold out, but yeah.
What was it like? Like a club?
The energy was dope.
Like, was it like a propaganda?
No, like it's a club. Like, what club? Propaganda is more.
Propaganda is more?
No, propaganda is the red one.
Yeah.
No, propaganda is big. I thought you said like drama. No, I'm thinking drama because it's Tepito Rilinda. Yeah, propaganda type of vibe.
And then there's people there and then you get on there and you do your thing and
your thing.
Like sing along.
They sing along. They know their songs. They're South Africans, that side. There are people who and they teach others that side with, hey, this one is cowboy and it's coming over. This one is Tahi. It's coming over next week.
Can't wait. Eh?
Yeah, you going?
I'm going. I'm leaving.
Bye. Good luck, sir.
Before we get into the games, what are you busy with? What's coming up? What are you on about? Apart, you just told us about the event. You can tell us, give us more details on it. And if you any releases and stuff like that.
I'm dropping a continuation of my album this month, same day of the event.
This month?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what I'm busy with right now.
Who's collaborating there?
I would say Foka.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm number five even. Sean Music.
Oh.
Who else? Father Figure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, young boy coming up. Yeah, man. I'd say like folk is he loves busy. It's Foka, Sean Music, Father Figure.
How many
tracks
are we looking at?
Looking at let's say five.
Okay. I wanna go back to Thai, I don't know, I pronounce it Thai.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. So I want to find out, Google Tokolo, you feature MT.
Yeah.
Was that collaboration like a planned one? Like, how did you think Google know on the song I want to add MT?
Because Tokolo, yeah.
I
couldn't hear anyone else on the song. Because the song was short.
Mm.
It was just me and Tato. Then it was the empty space. I was like, no way we're putting a piano dude here. Or, it doesn't make sense. And there's a line I took from one of his songs. I understand. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes, like, actually, the guy can cook here.
Which song was it?
Tokolo, the first track in the album.
I know, but which song did you hear him on?
Konjo, which song? There's this track in Manando album. I think it's All My Life. If I'm not mistaken. Oh. You know it? Mm-hmm. All My Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's All My Life. There's a line there that I took then.
It made sense.
I was like, let me get MT. Luckily, we are in the same stable, so it's easy for me to get access to him.
Empire.
Was
really dope.
Not
Key,
Empire.
Empire
was
a company.
Mm-hmm. From the US.
Like Virgin.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I'm learning about these things. I'm young, bro. I'm like,
so I gave him a call. Luckily, he said, boys, and I like the song. I'll come through and record.
I also got his MT.
No, he came to the studio and record.
Not a problem. No, you didn't sleep on the couch. You didn't want lean and KFC and stuff.
He came to the studio, he did his thing, he left.
Yeah.
Then after 7 days, we released the song.
Oh, yeah, man. But currently, bro, who's like your top five female vocalist?
Female vocalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, order?
No.
Particular order.
Tato, of course, and Tracy. Zingu Malo. One thing, amantombazana maningi, and that's why I'm not doing it. That's why I'm not trying to choose amantombazana because apa, Nkosazana.
Okay.
Who's the last one?
Mashudu.
I'll give it to Mashudu because I'll think about it a lot.
Because he worked with the
I'll give it to
Mashudu. I have to give you that one, bro. You know, he said before that he thinks that Tracy isn't Tato's shadow, bro.
Trace is in?
Tato's shadow.
He thinks that.
Yeah, he said that a couple of times. What do you think, bro?
What do I think about that?
Yeah.
Now, I don't even think Kuti Trace is in Tato's shadow. I think Guchu, each and every group that we have is can be soccer, it can be what. I'm going to expect playing of fun. I understand. Because in 70 and above, too, I know what they bring to the table. There's certain things Tato can do that Trace cannot do. A certain thing that Tracy can do that Tato cannot do.
That's actually very interesting. What are those things?
No, I'm saying like musically, best record. I know, Guti. If maybe I want Guti, you know, Guti, Tingegan. If like you're a person who has Guti Tingegan. If Tingegan Guti like memes, I know Tato could do it better than Tracy. But me like memes. But if I need a pen there, I need something like this. I know Tracy can. I understand. I won't highlight some of the things because it's going to be like, bona bazohamba manje bayobheka ukuthi yabo. But because, yeah, angifuni ukuthi bona babheka. But I know, because ngisebenzile nabo bethu. Ukuthi bengidinga ingoma, so I know that I first trace because I know Thato ukuthi uzongilethelana. If anything is, I first Thato. Because I know what Thato brings to the table.
So which artist have you not worked with that you aspire to work with?
That I have not worked with. In South Africa?
Yeah, in South Africa. One South African, one international.
There's no one now that I can say, yeah, I want to work with you so bad. I don't want to lie.
International?
Besides, like, I'm saying seven now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Then like international. You've closed the gap.
No, I'm not saying I closed the gap, but there's no one who can say, yeah, seven in fact, like he's that thing. I go to seven. I'm not that type of guy. Fuzi. So I don't aspire good in seven. No mood. Don't even say it was Kabza, as I said. Then Kabza save a living that way. So now I want things seven. Now we got cool. But as a corner, I'm pinned. I go Fuzi seven. Then international, I would say what there's a guy called Yo Maps in Namibia. You should check him out.
What does he do? What sound?
The Afro. What do they do? As Afro was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shout out Yo Maps.
Yo Maps.
Oh, no, I'll definitely check them out, bro. Yeah. So, I think Master's going to take us to the game now.
Mm-hmm. So, before we get into the game, I want to find out, do you have any friends in the industry?
Friends?
Mm.
No.
You don't have any friends?
No.
You don't have people that you got as friends?
No. I know my friends. I have friends, real friends.
Not in the industry?
No. I have people I know in the industry.
And it's just like working relationship, that's it?
Yeah. I don't have friends, but I know my friends. No, like I'm serious. Yeah. I don't like, for example, I don't hang around like I'm clearly now. So I wouldn't say they're my friends. How can I say like I have friends in the industry by Agna Moon can be Scots? Let me say Scots then. If that's fair with you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would also think yeah, you're friends with
yeah,
Scots.
Yes,
do you still have time for the game? No?
Yeah, we do.
Let me say Scots. Because I don't like to Scots industry.
Okay.
I understand. Because I know him like that. Yeah, so let's say Scots.
Okay. So we're going to play a game, right?
Yeah.
It's titled One Must Go. So you must pick one between the two and give us a reason why you're picking that one.
Reason? Okay.
So between, we're going to start soft. Thato and Tracy.
Who do I pick? Who?
Who's going? One
who's
must go.
Who's going?
Who are you picking and who must go?
Thato and Tracy, who's going?
Mm.
Iwena.
No, who would you rather have by your side?
Yeah, like who would you rather have by your side?
I would say Thato, man. Reason why Thato is so soft, man. Tracy was strong. So I would say Thato, because Thato young phone, the bigger thing is easy. So I need a pa. I be la easy. So Tracy, I know she can handle a lot of things by herself. Yeah, one.
You have that soft touch with Thato.
Yeah, man. It's like that.
She like a sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then it's
Okay, between Dappy and Shavas the DJ?
Dappy.
Dappy staying?
Dappy staying, yeah.
Why?
I don't have much connection with Shavas, okay. But I'm always with Dappy. I understand. Yeah. Always in studio with Dappy. So, yeah.
Scott and Limac?
Scott's staying, dog.
Yo, bro, how did you feel about his arrest, though?
I wasn't big, dog. He called me like, I'm out, boy. Relax.
But didn't you, for me, it felt
no,
like...
No, as soon as I found him, out, dog, he was already out. So, yeah. Like, I was already out. So, I was like, relax. Forget about it. So, I didn't ask him about it.
Yeah, but to me, I didn't like it, bro. I don't like the whole day.
I also didn't like it.
He missed a gig, but you can't do that to him, bro.
Like, I also didn't like it because I'm also an artist. And... Mzambique. Just imagine that like making your mixed gig in Mzambique. Then.
What currency do they use? It's plenty meti cash.
Yeah.
Melo and Sleazy?
Choose between Melo and Sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one person. Maybe we're asking based on personalities.
Wait, you always Melo?
I'm always with Melo, but I'll choose Sleazy for this one.
Why?
He's the general. He's he's the guy that I will go to whenever I need to hear iqiniso. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth without an underwana utendota. Whether you like it or not, it's like this.
Mm.
Yeah, if you won't do it, then it won't happen. Mm-hmm. He's that guy. So with Melo, it's all his vibes. Mm. Yeah.
The first time I actually heard you playing was at Vibes when you were playing with Melo.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, Cowboy can play. Mm. Yo, he was playing, bro, like, the combo.
With Melo.
Oh, yeah. My
Sleazy
goodness.
Sleazy wasn't there that day.
No, it was like, we were shooting, eh?
No, you guys weren't shooting. We were just playing.
Oh, it was the second
on
time.
On a Monday, man. I think.
Oh, yeah, we were hosting.
Yeah.
We were hosting at Vibes, yeah.
Yo, dog, it was so dope. I was like, what? And they were playing exclusives. Okay. Chico or Focalistic?
Okamaste.
Okay. Jazzik or Maporisa?
Probably must stay. In the wash, but
as kiss mask. Totally man.
No, but.
Hey, that was dope.
That was dope.
People saying as kiss mask.
No, I understand. I understand the love we have for.
Yeah,
the love we have.
But
exactly.
What's with it, bro? Like, I don't get it, bro. What? Like, why do you guys love him so much? Why do you guys cherish him? I've never...
Jazzy.
I've never spent time with him, so
spend
I wouldn't...
time with him.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I would say like,
I mean,
yeah,
like, Saba mean.
Yeah, now we are Saba because we are... But if, be like... Maybe to Melo, you want.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
and spend
what,
10 minutes with
him. Spend time with him.
He's a funny guy, dog. Like, I don't know a lot about Jazzy. I don't want to lie. I haven't, like, spent a lot of time with Jazzy. But every time I'm with Jazzy, it's always, like, it's always vibes, dog. And he likes me like that. I like him.
And
like
that's
that.
The main thing.
Yeah, like Be the ending.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, cooking today.
Hey. Yes, just came out.
He didn't even realize
he's cooking. He practices too much.
Nah, he's cooking today.
Boy,
I'm sober. I chose. Stay sober.
Okay, yeah.
I'll teach you a thing or two about alcohol.
Very sober.
Yeah, okay. See, it's always a vibe.
That's all. That's all I have.
Man, to the end of the show, man.
Yeah, man.
We love you, man. It's been so great having you here.
Yeah, well,
but honestly, bro, just inspire kids in the hood.
Yeah.
Any closing remarks? Anything that we missed that you wanna share? Please, just do so now, bro.
Nah, there's nothing. But I would just say, just keep doing your thing, man. Like, as I said, it won't happen if you don't do it.
Yeah.
It won't happen. Yeah, it won't happen.
You know, in the beginning, what did he say about us? He said we are dope, whatever, a dope show, but we what?
Misinformation.
Exactly.
Misinformation.
What do you mean by that?
No. Like, there's a lot. Yes, guys, let me be honest with you now. I love the show. They know that I love the show. I love the channel, actually.
Mm.
Podcast and chill chat. That's why I can't say, what do I think about Piano Pals?
Mm.
That's why I said, like, what do I think about Sfiso? This show is all, like, it's like that. What do I think about Tari, Mas, and Sfiso? You understand?
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. But sometimes I watch this show, but I'm like, eish. And yeah, so you don't need it. It's not missing information, because it's like in Kulumindi Ali.
Yeah,
it's just good to show that. Okay, this you were saying this like this.
Oh.
So that's why I mean I've been peggy show mnang porega fast. It's okay, sharp. Eish, ya wanna manch. And the man juna manga lumutlo mele maying him phone leg and check with them alumi. Lento lena manu iso na man.
So mouth malumu shabuji.
I don't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like being analyzed. I mean, I'm being analyzed the show.
Analyze.
I would never say I don't know Paul's thing.
I'll say,
I speak so ish. So, but yeah, otherwise, to be honest with you, I really push in culture. Yeah.
No, thank you, man. Thank you for coming to the show, man. We would shoot with you for like 3-4 hours because you chat.
Yeah,
man,
honestly,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't box. Yeah. You actually nice kid to have conversation
with.
Yeah,
such a cool guy.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, no, thank you for coming to be on a Pulse. We really appreciate it. Just such a cool guy, man.
Thank you.
Like, I really didn't expect Cowboy to be the type of person. He's so cool. He's like, you know?
Yeah, would you give him?
Wow.
Another episode of Piano Pals. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.